Theater Talk is presented by 42 North Brewing Company's Theater District Tap Room.
For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And, oh, what a busy time of year. Shows opening, shows closing. It's commencement week if you work in higher ed. It's the Artie voting. It's everything all at once.
Ah, well, Dr. Chase of Buffalo State University, you have the inside track on this. Tell us more.
Well, the Buff State Theater Department is partnered with the Drama Club, which is called Casting Hall and has been there since 1947, founded by Mina Gushin, who some people still remember. So we had the banquet, and you know that was a big deal. So we had the Lavender Commencement this week. This is the Queer Student Commencement, which is kind of a party where I was invited to be the commencement speaker, which was, I thought, very, very cool, until the university invited my baby sister to be the commencement speaker. At the big commencement on Saturday for the School of Arts and Sciences.
Is this the same Bobby Chase who basically wrestled Marvel and kept going?
My sister, first she rescued Marvel, then DC Comics. Yes, it is the one and the same. And comic book geeks are all about her. In fact, people came to see my cabaret show because they heard she sometimes sits in the audience. But, but she is speaking at the 1 p.m. commencement for the School of Arts and Sciences. So that's very lovely. And my niece graduating from UB the next day. But it's that time of year saying goodbye to students. And, you know, luckily with social media, they tend to stay in touch. But that's this week. In other news, we both got to see Musical Fair's glorious production of Hairspray with Lou Koliakovo as Edna and Stevie Lou Kemp. I either forgot to say the Lou or she didn't always use it, but Stevie Lou Kemp as Tracy, an energetic and uplifting production. And yes, as promised, Mark Sacco is hilarious as Carney Collins.
The DJ. I didn't appreciate the through line of Carney Collins really, really working hard, embracing the idea of integrating the TV dance show.
Very central to the through line of the plot. Absolutely. It's an important role and requires a certain kind of finesse, which Mark Sacco certainly possesses.
Yes, he does. But I've got to tell you, once again, I just fell in love with the choreography of Eric Deeb Weaver. My gosh, all those people moving over that big stage, never missing a beat. It was wonderful.
And those terrific 60s moves, a great decade for dance, which, you know, plays period specific and was rather thrilling. Also the memories of 1960s variety television or, you know, shows like American Bandstand, which he references constantly with the choreography. Yeah, very beautifully done.
And I always like to shout out to the Pit Orchestra. As Randy Kramer said, you know, folks, this is a live Pit Orchestra made up of studio musicians. And it's a shame you can't see them as you used to be able to in the old Musical Fair. But by gosh, they were so tight. I thought they were tracked. They were live.
Well, if you had looked up behind you, you can see Alan Paglia, the music director, on the monitor. There he was up there conducting his little heart out and playing the piano. You can see it up behind you. The character roles I also enjoyed very much. I thought that Austin Marshall, very appealing as Seaweed, and Bobby Cook as the husband, just terrific. Glenn Chitty as Link.
What a dancer.
Yeah, he has everything. And, you know, he's from my hometown.
It must be something in the water there.
Same high school. Yeah. And he's going back down there to be in New York again. And he's got all kinds of talent. Deja Servi as Motormouth Maybelle. She's fabulous.
Oh, what a showstopper.
Pulling out those tricks that she also used as Effie in Dreamgirls. Good year for her.
Big voice. She saves it for the finale, but oh my gosh.
So we're recommending this, but I would like to do a little segue from here to Jewish Repertory Theater of Western New York, where we're about to talk about their current show, Just For Us, a one-hander. Aaron Lee Dandis is a variety of characters, each one vivid and hilariously funny. And you know she is married to the artistic director of the Jewish Repertory Theater, Adam Yellen. I just think that they are Western New York's most adorable couple. They're both talented. They're both nice. Aaron Lee Dandis and Adam Yellen.
So we did get out to see Jewish Repertory Theater. Adam Yellen very, very pleased to present Just For Us, which is kind of hard to explain, but once you start watching it, it all makes sense.
It's about a Jewish man, a devotedly Jewish man, who sees an ad for a meeting of white supremacists and decides to go. And it is oddly funny and oddly touching all at once. I spoke to Adam Yellen, the artistic director, afterwards, and I said to him, well, Adam, I thought it was very anti-Nazi. And he said, yes, and today that is controversial, isn't it? I thought, oh, topped me. That was a dicey humor, which this show revels in. It played on Broadway, Alex Edelman, and was up for a Tony Award for special theatrical event. It is stand-up. It was originally performed by Alex Edelman, and in this case, it is Jordan Levin portraying Alex Edelman doing the show. I met someone who thought that he actually was Alex Edelman, and it didn't get the sleight of hand, and I thought, well, okay, I guess that was successful.
Yeah, no, it was successful. And the stand-up comedian Mike Birbiglia had a hand in the original development. So folks who appreciate the ebb and flow of stand-up comedy will like it for that alone. But as you said, in this day and age when we are encouraged to open our hearts and, you know, at least entertain the other side, here's somebody who actually tried to do it and tells the tale.
Yeah, not too many spoilers. Yeah, he tells this story, but there are so many detours along the way, and they're delightful. And Jordan Levin does such a wonderful job, such a charismatic performer. He really delivers on this monologue. And then I did catch up with Candor and Ebbs and Rupert Holmes, Curtains, O'Connell and Company at Canterbury Woods. A lot to recommend it. Such appealing characters. Joey Buhaker's choreography, among the best he's done.
Hands down. Amen to that. I was so impressed. And that's an unusual stage. It's a little wide and not very deep. And moving all those characters around in a realistic way. And I did like the choreography a lot.
I did like the choreography. The show does have echoes of what makes Candor and Ebb great. And I thought some of the performances were especially vivid. Lisa Ludwig is Carmen Bernstein, the producer, the maniacal Mama Rose of a producer. They warn you not to give away who kills who in this. And I would love to be able to tell you more about what happens. But Lisa Ludwig has a conclusion that is, well, to die for. And as the detective, Nick Lama, who emerges as just such an unlikely constant romantic lead.
Right.
He's a character actor. He played Shrek.
On one hand, he wants to be the hard-nosed detective, but on the other, he loves Broadway musicals. And here he's on stage.
And falls in love with the ingenue, who is played by Ashley Christina Ritchie. He believes in her, as does the critic for the Boston Globe, played by Michael Seitz. Echoes of lots of other musicals, including Oklahoma, including Candor and Ebb's own shows, including Cabaret.
Well, the good news is it's a good show. The bad news is it closes this weekend. So Curtains, only up through this Sunday.
Closes this weekend. So does Ghost Brothers of Darkland County down at Road Less Traveled Theater. Got closed this weekend after a nice run. Corduroy at Theater of Youth closes this week.
And Pure Glitter, the well-crashed anniversary party.
Yeah, well-crashed. It only had two guests to begin with. Did you count? It's
I know.
A little confused about that. you have to see how it unfolds. That's Pure Glitter at Second Gen at Shays Smith Theater. For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.